I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. Liberians voted in a runoff election Tuesday to choose the West African country's next president. Former soccer star George Weah and Vice President Joseph Boakai are competing to replace President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, who is stepping down after two terms. That's the maximum allowed under Liberia's constitution. Boakai and Weah were the top vote-getters in the October 10th election, with Weah getting about 38% and Boakai coming in second with about 28%. Since neither received a majority, a runoff election was triggered, but court challenges delayed the vote until today, which was originally set for November 7th. Egypt executed 15 Islamic militants Tuesday. They'd been convicted of carrying out a deadly attack on an army outpost in the Sinai Peninsula in 2013. The executions were carried out simultaneously in two prisons north of Cairo. They're the latest mass executions carried out in Egypt since six convicted jihadists were hanged in 2015. All 15 militants executed on Tuesday were hanged. A British woman has been convicted in Egypt of trying to smuggle a banned prescription painkiller into the country. A court sentenced 33-year-old Laura Plummer to a three-year prison term Tuesday. Plummer was arrested in October when she arrived in Hurghada, a resort city along the Red Sea, and customs officers found hundreds of tramadol pills in her luggage. She has said they were for her Egyptian boyfriend, who suffers from chronic back pain. This is VOA News. The UN Children's Fund warns that 220,000 children in the area of eastern Ukraine controlled by